Hello?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Beverly?
Do what?
May I speak with Beverly?
Beverly?
Wrong number.
You want to speak to her?
Is she there? If I may?
No, I'm out of town.
Are you out of town?
Yeah, I'm 800 miles away from home and she ain't with me.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that. No problem. My name is Ed. Actually, I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you her husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. Sir, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Can you speak?
Okay, what do you need? Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna start a survey. It's really quick. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? But you probably will not vote.
I always vote.
Okay. So definitely vote. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every person of every age, may I have your age, please?
I'll be 67 next week.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, kind of in between it.
Okay, so more dissatisfied than satisfied?
No, it's okay. I mean, I've seen worse in my life.
Okay. I'm 67 too, believe me, I know. Okay. Now, so should I just write down satisfied?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, we'll move on. The first one is the U.S. Department of Education. How you feel about them from 0 to 100?
About 50.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden, the president?
I give him an 80.
Thank you. What about Moms for Liberty?
0.
Thank you. How about the National Education Association, or NEA?
25.
Thank you. What about public school teachers?
0.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. What about woke culture or wokeism?
I think that shit's fake.
I'm sorry?
That shit ain't real.
Okay, so would you want me to put no opinion, don't know, or never heard of it?
Yeah, just put no opinion.
Thank you. Okay, hold on. Okay, how about charter schools? How do you feel about them?
0.
Thank you. How about public schools?
100%.
Thank you. Okay,
wait a minute. Right, charter schools are for smart kids, ain't they?
Charter school is just a different kind of public school. They're a little more advanced, I believe. Something like that. I'm not sure.
I think but, so. I like them, too. They're 100%.
Okay, so, okay, no problem. I changed that to 100%. Thank you. Okay, now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, good.
Thank you. Next,
my wife works
that,
at the school.
Okay, okay. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Which one do you
think so.
Public schools much better or charter school much better?
Public
or somewhat
school.
Better. I'm sorry?
Somewhat. Public schools, I think, are somewhat better.
Much better or somewhat better? Somewhat better, you
somewhat.
Said, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. This is the first topic. Understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10.
Oh,
do you think
wow.
they prepare them for that?
About 7.
Thank you. What about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I figure that's about 7, too.
Thank you. How about develop social skills?
I don't think they do that as much. Oh, they do that quite a bit, too. Oh, I'd give them about an 8 for that.
Thank you. How about develop critical thinking skills?
That ain't very good. I'd say about 4.
Okay, thank you. How about be ready for higher education like college?
I'm really not an expert on this stuff, so
no,
I'd say about 6.
It's not right or wrong. It's your opinion that counts.
I think about a 6.
Thank you. How about grasp the academic basis of reading, writing, and math?
Oh, I think that's about an 8, maybe.
Okay, thank you. Okay, will you say that you stayed? Your home state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
Not enough.
Thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Oh, my kids have been gone a long time.
Okay. That's okay. That means no. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say the ban in CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree it is.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement, or do you disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
I strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the next one is teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I agree. They ought to teach them.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
You somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose. Strongly.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools' libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum. Do you oppose or support?
Adding on what?
An ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum. You want to add studies of ethnic.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Do you support or do you oppose?
Yep. Support.
And strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Increasing discipline in schools. Do you support or oppose?
Are they going to beat their asses?
No, I don't think they're talking about that. That's what they used to do to me when I was in school.
Me too, so I support it.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, do you agree with that? Are you convinced with that argument? put your attention.
Zero.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Your attention. Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races as students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employees value. Zero, 10.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. This, I already asked you this, but they want to know if you change your mind on this. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculums. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative point of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. So agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated high school.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
You just asked me if my wife was on here.
I know, yeah, I know that, but I have to read it verbatim. So I know, yeah, I already put it down because I know you already did. I know I was calling your wife. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I've always been a Democrat.
A strong or not strong Democrat?
I guess strong Democrat.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Oh, no.
And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
All the kids, the last 10 years, let me think about. No, I think they've been away from home longer than that.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, probably moderate, a little bit liberal.
Somewhat liberal.
Actually. Yeah.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you.
Yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
No, I don't.
Never?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. This is a born again. I know the answer because you already said it, but I have to read it to you verbatim. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. Is educated, such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
No, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you've been great. You enjoy the rest of you. I guess you're on vacation, huh? You say you're 100
no,
miles away from your home?
No, I'm working out of town.
Oh, you drive a truck?
No, I build doors for a living.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and take care. Say hello to your wife for me. I call her.
Okay.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.